This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Celebrate the holidays at Hail Varsity Club with an exciting lineup of holiday-themed events like Ugly Christmas Sweater Karaoke and Holiday Music Bingo, plus happy hour all day on New Year's Eve during college football bowl games. Hail Varsity Club has something for everybody. Stop in this month to try our new menu items like the Nashville Hot Honey Chicken, Crispy Breaded Wings, and the Benning Burger. It's a spicy burger named after Damon Benning. Visit HailVarsityClub.com for the full event calendar and make a reservation now.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Hot Off the Mess. I am your host, Samantha Bush. And today we have a very special episode. We kind of did a little podcast collab with one housewife of Salt Lake City, Whitney Rose. And it was so amazing to talk to her. We talked a lot about the shenanigans behind the scenes. She also asked me, you know, she was like, she thought I hated her, which I mean, I didn't love her last season, as I told her, but she's really become one of my favorites, especially after meeting her at BravoCon. So we talked a lot about that. And I hope you guys enjoy the episode.
Hi, Wild Ones. Welcome back. We have our beautiful guest, Samantha Bush, aka Bravo historian from Hot Off the Mess. Welcome, Samantha.
Hi, how are you?
I'm so good. Samantha, how are you?
I'm doing well. I'm so excited we're going to be talking. We're on our little podcast together, like figuring it out, being moguls.
Just two little podcasters out at sea.
Yeah.
Sam, I am so excited to introduce you to my good friend, Connie. I don't think you got to meet her at BravoCon.
No.
Hi, Sam. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So lovely to meet you.
I know. How do you guys know each other?
Well,
we have been good friends for about 6 years now.
Yeah.
We actually met one night and then bought a boat together that like 2 days later, and then the rest is history.
I love that.
Yeah. Just have
I
you ever had
to
a friend
someone and buy a boat with them?
Yeah. Have you ever met someone you just became instant friends?
Yes. And now yes. I live with her. Yes.
Oh, exactly. Mm-hmm. If Connie and I weren't married with families, we'd probably live together.
Yeah, we definitely
yeah.
would.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like we met and it was like friendship at first sight. It was just like it clicked. So I totally get it.
How did you meet her?
On Instagram.
No way.
Yeah. Just a meeting of minds on Instagram. She lives near me and she was like asking me if I wanted to get drinks and I was like, sure. And then we got drinks together and it was literally like we were inseparable since.
That's so yeah, fun. Where do you live?
Girl, I'm in Detroit. I'm in the trenches. it's tough out here, but I'm kidding. It's great. I love being close to my family. So
amazing. Well, at least you have, you know, a solid roommate in case something goes down, like you're prepared.
Oh, for
and
sure.
You can call us. Sure. We'll be there in a second.
Yeah, thank you.
So, Samantha, I loved meeting you at BravoCon. I love your Instagram page, Bravo Historian, and your podcast, Hot Off the Mess. But I have so many questions for you because there are so many Bravo fan accounts out there, so many reality TV critics. And I just want to know more about your story, about your journey. How did you become a Bravo fan critic account?
Oh my God.
Why reality TV? Why Bravo? How did you get here?
Oh my God, where to begin? Like, my love of celebrity and reality television started like super, super young. I was always obsessed with like People Magazine. If it wasn't in People Magazine, like it wasn't real. Like, they to me were like the real last like source of like, this is like for real, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I was obsessed with People Magazine, and then I was obsessed with watching Oprah. I was obsessed with watching Regis and Kelly. Like, I was obsessed with celebrity culture. And then I started getting into reality television, obviously with like The Newlyweds, with Jessica and Nick, Simple Life, Flavor of Love, Rock of Love. Like, I Real World, like, I was just nonstop. And then one day I was like flipping through the channels, and I came across Bravo, and it was like during the age of like Flipping Out,
yes,
Jeff Lewis, which became like my obsession. And then I started, and then one day I was watching, and it was Real Housewives of Atlanta was my gateway into Real Housewives. It was their reunion. And I was like, what is this? Like, who are these people? I'm obsessed with them. It was like Kim versus Nene, and they were all in like, Kim was in this yellow satin blouse with like a vest. Nene, I think, was in leggings. Like, it was so different than how it is now. And I just became obsessed with it. And then I watched New York. And then, you know, next came, I think it was, Atlanta was on at the same time as New York, whatever. And then New Jersey and Beverly Hills. Like, I love it. I love it all. But as far as like my Instagram account goes, I started it because no one in my life, my real life, really watches reality TV. Like, my mom thinks it's so embarrassing. She like thinks it's so stupid. And I loved it. And like, I wasn't able to talk to anybody about it. And so I was like, let me start this Instagram and see like, you know, what if I can like maybe meet other people that have the same interests I do. And I had no intention of it like ever growing. Like, I don't think of it in that way. I just wanted to talk about people that I loved, who I like felt like were like my crazy aunts. And it just kind of grew and grew and grew. And it's just been like the most exciting like journey ever. I like thank Bravo for everything in my life.
You know, it's funny because that it has changed so much.
So
like
much.
You watch the first OG reunions, and it's like just kind of like what Connie and I are wearing right now. What you're, it's like your every day, just over the years, it turned into like
gowns.
All about the outfits, the gowns. I mean, it's like our prom, honestly.
No, it is. And it's like Real Housewives, like a Met Gala. Like, that's how I look at reunions. It's like, what are they wearing? Like, and I always find it so interesting. The kind of style is different on each show. So like Orange County, they're always, none of them are ever in a gown. They're in like cocktail dresses that you buy at like BB, you know? And that's okay, but it's different than like Atlanta, who like comes out in like full glam. Like, Portia had wore a tiara. You know what I mean? Like, it's so crazy to me, and I just love Housewives.
What is your favorite franchise?
Oh my
Besides
God.
Salt Lake, of course.
Yeah, no, Salt Lake City, you guys have something that's very different. You guys have like such a different energy that I love, because it's like, you guys are seemingly like so new to me that like, I can't wait for every Wednesday, 9 p.m. My roommate and I sit down and we watch Salt Lake City. It's like our favorite thing. And so right now I love Salt Lake City. I love Potomac. And I want New York to like figure their shit out. Like, I can't take this.
I know.
It's we like have, so up in the air. It's so upsetting.
Like you, I have no shame to admit, I'm obsessed with reality TV. I love Bravo. Like, I feel like my obsession with Bravo really like manifested me becoming a housewife.
I love that.
But I never wanted to be a housewife. Like, I never imagined that.
Right.
It just happened. But
And I think just as a viewer, like, what sets Salt Lake City apart is obviously like you all are like so different from one another. Like, there's not like two women on the show where I'm like, wow, like they have a lot of similar, like you all are like these, like, I don't even know how to describe it. Like, you are not characters because you're real people, but like you all are very different from one another, yet it works. Like, I like seeing that, and I like seeing the dynamic change, especially like this season. I'm obsessed with you and Lisa Barlow together. like obsessed. Yeah. And we see it a lot on Housewives where like two people don't get along for a little while. And then once they're friends, it's like, that's like a real friendship. Like yeah. You're actually close. And I feel like that is kind of what we're getting with you and Lisa. And I mean, the BravoCon Salt Lake City panel, I was with my friend and we were fully holding ourselves like onto each other. Like, we couldn't believe what was happening. It was crazy.
I know. The welcome to reunion. That's what reunions are like.
We were shaking, like literally shaking.
Just
we
imagine.
Like, we were looking at each other like, is this happening right now? Like, is this really going on? It was the best hour of my life. And the line to get to your panel was bananas. I don't know if you've seen like video or anything of it. People were lined up for over an hour. Like, I couldn't believe it. I thought that there was another panel going on at one point. Cause I was like, is this all for Salt Lake? Like, it was winding around like the entire room. It was crazy.
Oh, wow. I'll have to look up those videos. I haven't seen them.
It was really cool.
But welcome to reunion. And we do that for about 10 to 12, maybe 14 hours.
I would see, like, this is why I love Housewives so much, is like, I have so much respect for you guys, even the ones that I don't really care for. I always say on my podcast, I don't hate any housewife. I genuinely don't. There's only one housewife, and she goes by the name of Kelly Dodd, that I actually hate. But other than that, because she like tried to attack me on Twitter, it was like really crazy. She was like trying to dox me. It was like a really wild time. Anyway,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it was fine. But she's just like ridiculous. Anyway, so I love you guys because you put it all out there in a way that like people need to like respect that a little bit more, because it's like, could you get on TV? You know, Susan from, you know, Nebraska, could you do that and show your life and like bear it all? Probably not. So like, let's put some respect on these girls' names.
Right. And speaking of that, like that leads perfect into one of my questions for you is like talking about, you know, BravoCon and cringy moments. And when I found out that you were going to be the moderator of Bravo, Bravo, fucking Bravo panel, I was kind of nervous because I'm like, I don't think Samantha Bush likes me.
No.
Because of Justin and I's Love Is Art scene, the cringiness, like, I was like, I got nervous all of a sudden. I was like, Samantha doesn't like me.
No,
this is going to be interesting.
No, here's the thing. I like every housewife because I just respect you guys so much for what you put out there. And I've seen so many things on these shows that like genuinely that scene, like in the moment, it was like shocking. But now looking back, I'm like, okay. Like, and I've seen a woman go to like jail and come home from prison on this show. Like, I've seen the crazy. I saw SWAT teams surround a Sprinter van last year.
Yep.
Like, that to me trumps the Love Is Art scene. Like, it's not something that I would ever like look at you and be like, that's really crazy, Whitney.
Yeah. Like, I mean, it is cringy,
show, but it's not.
Yeah.
It's not when like the end of the world.
When I watch it, I still cringe a little bit. But back to your point, it's like, yeah, but I was being myself and I didn't realize that people were going to cringe. I'm like, oh, this is me.
Yeah. I cringed more at Meredith and Seth being in the bathtub. I was like, this is really weird. I'm like, these are two people that have never been this close together. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that to me was just more of a shock.
Very forced.
Yeah.
When it comes to radio, AMP hits different. AMP is a free live radio app where anyone can hop on the mic and play the music they love. From hip hop to house music to heavy metal, discover new to you tracks and playlists made by music lovers who know what's good. And that includes you. Jump in the chat or call in to share your taste and add your own picks to the mix. Download AMP, that's AMP, for free in the App Store or go to onamp.com.
Want a smoother contour and more youthful-looking cheeks? Rediscover a younger-looking you by adding volume to the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC, part of the number one selling collection of dermal fillers based on January 2022 provider survey data. With help from Juvederm Voluma XC and a licensed specialist, you can achieve a more youthful cheek look completely customized for your goals. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.
ACDERM.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Yeah, I was. But, like,
so what is your favorite cringiest moments on any reality TV? It could be Housewives or anything. Like, what is the cringiest, like the one favorite the or worst cringiest?
Oh my God. Well, oh my God. My favorite moments obviously was the Sprinter van last year on Salt Lake City. That was a piece of like reality television, like art, in my opinion. Like the editing and everything that happens on Salt Lake City is so Emmy worthy. It's honestly, I find it disgusting that the Academy like looks over Real Houses of Salt Lake City. Because that like montage at the beginning of this season was some of the most incredible like moments. Mm-hmm. I love that. I mean, obviously the moment when Luann gets caught, like after she fucks the pirate and she's like speaking French to a group of Italians. I'm like, Luann, like that to me is so peak Housewives, like crazy, like cringe behavior. My other favorite moments, like, I love the moment when Teresa comes home from prison to see her daughters. I love that. The mime scene in Potomac, like, is just really funny to me. Atlanta season 9 reunion when Phaedra and Candy go at it. Like, these are all moments that I, like, love.
Yeah.
And it was crazy, too, being a fan, because you knew that these things happened, right? Like, we all knew that, like, there was a SWAT team surrounding the van at one point. Like, but in our minds, we had this idea, you know, of what happened. And then to watch it play out exactly how we all imagined it was something so fulfilling. It was crazy. Like, I know it's your life and like this really happened.
Yeah.
But like, for us, we were like, we were living. This was amazing. Documentary style HBO Max. It's everything to me.
I mean, I still can't wait. I hope one day we get to be on Dateline. That's a dream of mine. Not because I'm like suspect for something. I want to be like the witness on Dateline.
Whitney, I think about that all the time. I literally tell my boyfriend, I go, if I'm ever something happens to me, if I go missing or if I'm murdered, I want a Dateline special. I go, I want you sitting in front of a fireplace talking about how I light up a room. Uh-huh. Like, that's what I want. So, yeah, same.
We share that.
I hope also, you don't go missing, question, though.
No, let's hope not. I also have another question for you.
If she does, we know who did it.
Yeah,
we
do.
Yeah, what is it?
Okay. When you guys were on that bicycle thing where you're drinking,
yes, the booze cruise something, trolley cart,
something happened to you that I found was so upsetting. Is a housewife, a cast member, poured what I believe to be a seltzer literally down your skirt.
Yeah, talk about passive aggressive.
I was like, oh my God, my roommate and I were shaking. We're like, isn't that like so sticky, like so uncomfortable? Why are they pouring drinks on her? We were so upset about this. We were like, because I was just thinking like the state of like, you know, your body.
Yeah. Luckily, I had no infections after. Luckily, I was able to shower.
Thank you. I didn't want to say it, but I was so concerned.
Luckily, I was able to rinse off and shower, and hygiene was on point because I was really concerned about that. I'm like, do you know how much sugar are in these seltzers?
It's so bad.
Yeah. And I'm not about to wait. And I can't wait for reunion to clarify. I have a lot of clarifying details and comments and receipts, and I'm so excited to clarify how
I can't wait for you to like speak your truth. You know,
is this what you do full time now? Are you like full time Bravo critic fan? Like, what would you title yourself?
So it's funny because when I started my account, I was just a receptionist at a dental office, and I did this obviously for fun, and I live in Michigan, so I'm not like around like a ton of social media people, like how I would be if I was in like New York or LA. So I was just kind of on my own doing it. And then it grew. And now I do it full time. So I have my podcast and then I also work for Betches. So I run the Bride's account on Betches.
Yes.
So Bravo is still like, it's a job for me, but it's still just like very much like a passion.
When did you start this? How long ago?
August of 2018.
Oh. Yeah.
I started my account. And then my podcast, I started April, end of April, beginning of May 2021. Yeah.
So there's hope for us.
Yeah.
There's hope for us.
I'm telling you, like, there's so much in the podcasting space. Like, it's the most downloaded, like, medium or whatever. I'm sure they've told you this. But yeah, it's incredible. And like, the way that you are able to connect with people through podcasting is very different and so much more fulfilling than like Instagram, because they get to see the real you. They get to see a more unfiltered you. And like, it's really crazy how much you're just willing to share on a podcast. Like, I leave podcasting sometimes and I'm like, what the fuck did I say? Like,
right?
What it's did like I just open out. Up about? Like, why yeah. did I share like traumas from my childhood? Like, what happened to me? It's really crazy. But then like people message you and they're like, oh my God, I'm sure you experience this with Housewives too, but with podcasting, you'll definitely probably experience it more.
And yeah.
Like and connecting.
Absolutely. And I think that's what's so fulfilling about that, all of this, like, mm-hmm. cause it's scary to share your true authentic self experiences we've been through, things that we have done or things that have happened to us. Mm-hmm. It's hard. And that was one of my biggest motivators for doing this podcast, because I get to control it mm-hmm. and it's not about drama.
No, it's about you.
It's about
being vulnerable and connecting.
Yes. And there's been so many amazing people reaching out, sharing their stories. And I am all about women supporting women and raising each other up. Like, and you know, that doesn't always translate on a housewife show.
Well, of course,
but that really is me to my core.
No, and meeting you in real life was so amazing, because you on the show, like, obviously you come off like there's so many things to love about you. And then just to meet you in real life, like, you really are that person, and you're even sweeter and nicer, but you're also very outspoken. And like, my friend who came with me said to me, she's like, I fell in love with Whitney at BravoCon, like, legit. Aww. Like, you are now like her, one of her favorites. So yeah, it's going to be really incredible. I'm like really happy for you.
I thank you so much, Samantha. It means so much. But so outside of reality TV, we wanted to know, Connie and I, mm-hmm. Do you watch much scripted TV? If you do, what do you watch? And have you had any like celebrity encounters, or what's like the wildest either celebrity encounter or reality TV star encounter?
Oh my God.
And scripted, just something to think about. Mm. Or are you all reality, reality, reality?
I'm like major reality girly. Like, I love Love is Blind on Netflix. I'm such a sucker, and it's so bad. I don't really fuck with The Bachelor anymore. I was dabbling, would dip my toe in and out. But I think that when you're a Bravo fan, I'm going to say the word like algorithm, mm-hmm. is very different when you go to like ABC reality. It's like, oh, this shit, like, this is so boring compared to Bravo. Like, it's so repetitive and like redundant at this point. I feel like no one really goes on The Bachelor. But to answer your question, I do watch, like, I loved House of Dragons. I loved White Lotus. I love, like, I'm a Gilmore Girls rewatcher, yes. through and through. Sex in the City rewatch. Like, all of it. So I do a little bit, but not a lot.
Well, it's like once you go Bravo, you don't go back.
No, that's very true. Like, it's there's like, definitely a hierarchy when it comes to reality television. Like, Bravo is at the tippy top.
Yeah, obviously.
Then you get, I gotta say, TLC is probably at the bottom. Like, that's where I go when I'm feeling really trashy. Like, when I really want something like really crazy, I'm like, oh, TLC's got something for me today. Like, I notably was really into 1,000 Pound Sisters during COVID. I was like,
what is that?
It's these two sisters and they're 1,000 pounds.
1,000
together?
Pounds?
Like 500 each?
Yeah. Okay. And like one of them.
Like, that's not possible to be 1,000 each.
Yeah, no, no. And like one of them just had a baby. It was just something that I've just like, it was the craziest thing. And I was living with my mom during COVID, who's like, she talks so much shit about these shows, but then like, we'll like sit down and be like, so like, who's doing this? And actually, we were watching Salt Lake City together, and she has a comment about you, Whitney.
Oh, I want to hear your mom's comment.
She was like, okay, so my mom is like so funny. She was like obsessed, and please, this is means in the most respectful way possible. She was obsessed with your boobs.
Whitney does have great boobs.
Because there's that one confessional this season. I think you're in red.
Yes.
And my mom was like, are those her breasts? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, oh my God. Like, she was staring at them the whole episode. She was just in awe. I was like, can you like get a fucking grip? Like, it was so funny. But well, yeah.
Tell her they are my breasts. And I do have to thank Dr. Howland here in Draper, Utah.
Shout out.
I mean, Dr. Howland is the god of boobs, for sure.
I mean, your boobs are amazing, as we've discussed.
Yeah, thank you. It has, I mean, clearly season two, they're a topic of conversation over and over and over.
Of course. I mean, Tana Judge is like really the pioneer in like showing boobs on Housewives. Like, I've seen her boobs more than I've ever seen my own. Like, it's really crazy.
I've actually seen her boobs.
Oh, I'm sure. My own.
No, just kidding.
I was like, I'm sure you have. Like,
I actually just saw a clip pop up on Instagram the other day of like the first season of OC when she sits down in the pool and she's like, I am the hottest housewife in OC.
And it's like, she is.
She is. And still like, is.
Still is. Like, she's so striking in real life.
Tell your mom thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
And if she wants to fly out to Utah, I have the hookups for her.
Oh my God. Well, that is like, if I ever get engaged, to my boyfriend, I always say that I want my bachelorette to be like at a ski resort. Oh. So Utah, hi. Isn't there skiing there?
Lots of skiing. Yeah, we're known for skiing here.
I was like, you guys are skiing on the show. Okay.
Yeah. In fact, we were just up at the nicest resort yesterday.
Yeah.
We have a lot of great places.
Yeah, Utah's known for having some of the best snow on earth. I don't even know how many ski resorts we have here. I should know that, but it's like double digits.
We were
at Alta Ski Resort yesterday at Snow Pine Lodge. We went to the Stillwell Spa. So even if you like just want to appraise ski, we have all the spots for you.
Many of us are already planning our New Year's resolutions to work out more in 2023. But let's face it, they rarely stick. Well, Peloton's got a gift for you. Get up to $200 off accessories like non-slip grip dumbbells, cycling shoes, heart rate monitors, and more with the purchase of a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. Don't wait. Get this offer before it ends on December 25th. Visit onepeloton.com. All access membership separate. Offer ends December 25th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com.
I love that.
Do you ski, Sam?
I do ski. So I'm not a like very athletic person. And so when I went skiing for the first time, everyone thought I was going to be terrible at it. And I was so fucking good at it. And I shit on everybody.
Natural.
I black diamonds. Like,
what?
Your first time?
Yeah. I was like, let's do it. Incredible. Yeah.
That says everything we need to know about you.
I was for real. Like, I'm so good at this.
I've lived here my whole life and I'm terrible at it. So
oh my God.
Much respect.
The thing is, I'm so not athletic. Like, I never did sports. Like, it was just not for me, but skiing, I'm really good at.
Did you dance or do anything else like that?
No.
What were you into as a kid?
I'm an only child, so I watched a lot of TV as a kid. So I did horseback riding from the ages of like 5 to 16. So I did that. And I know people call it a sport, but it was more of just like something fun for me to do. And then
did you do like the English, like where you jump the horse and
I did all that. I didn't do like shows and stuff. It was more of just like a weekly thing that I would just do. But I really loved it. Cause like I said, I'm not like very athletic. So that to me felt like very doable. And then I did try out for the softball team in high school. It was horrible. Got him.
But you can ski.
But you were a representative for, so you did like People Magazine Olympics, Us Weekly Girl, Olympics. That was your childhood sport.
That was my childhood. And I always say to my parents, I'm like, look at me now.
Yeah.
Like they would always yell at me for like looking at garbage and, or what they considered lowbrow. And now I made a living out of it.
Yeah, so you're monetizing
it
now.
I got the last laugh.
Yeah, exactly. We talked about that yesterday up at the, we had a spa day up at the Stillwell Spa. And we were talking about like tech, the difference, like back then we read magazines. Like mm-hmm. when I went on an airplane, I bought all of the magazines and all read them, right? Mm-hmm. Now our kids are just on their phones.
They don't know. They don't get it.
No.
They don't
get it. But I'm glad to know that like, because we were talking about the influence of technology and how addicted our kids are to phones and devices. Yeah. But I mean, there's hope. Samantha Bush made a living out of loving People Magazine and reality TV.
Exactly. Like I based my entire personality off of the opening segment to Regis and Kathy Lee. Like I can't get enough.
I watched that back in the day religiously every single day. My favorite.
Every day at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah, my favorite. I was raising little babies at the time. So I was like every morning making beds, watching.
It was like the thing to do.
It was. And so entertaining.
And what I want to come back more is like traditional press tours, like with actual movie stars. Like this Tickets to Paradise press tour with George Clooney and Julia Roberts was truly everything that I've wanted for years, because I just feel like people don't do that anymore. And like I feel like there's no like real stars. Like no one's like a celeb, like a movie star anymore. You know what I mean? Because like it's so, I don't know, lots of TikTok.
Well, it's every, yeah. I think just with the influence of social media and YouTube and TikTok, like every, that fame and stardom is spread out to more people. But the like fame only lasts for a minute now.
Yeah. It's fleeting.
Like, yeah.
There's not a lot of staying power anymore. But I think with Housewives, it's a little different. You guys have staying power. You guys are, you know, in the zeitgeist of pop culture.
Well, it's an honor to be here. Still don't know how I made it here, but I'm here.
It's incredible. You manifested, yeah, but you just didn't know. It was very subconscious.
Yeah. Honestly, I think it was my love for Bravo. Mm-hmm. Like Bravo just,
and I always say like it. All roads lead to Bravo. Like in some way, like it, there will be a tie-in at this point. Like it's really crazy. Like any news story, I mean, like A-Rod and J-Lo tied to Southern Charm. You know what I'm saying? Like it's all really crazy how that happened.
Nicki Minaj to Potomac, Rihanna to Salt Lake City. Like, well, ours isn't as big. We just got, a DM and a comment, but
yeah, but that's still major. Yeah, for Rihanna. Yeah. I think Rihanna's bigger than Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, I agree with that for sure. Well, Samantha, I could talk to you for hours. This is
okay. Me too, girl.
So, I mean, but I gotta let you go.
Yeah.
For now.
So sad.
Good luck
with everything
again.
And your podcast. It's gonna be amazing.
Thank you so much. And thank you so much for taking the time to come on. We love you, and let everyone know where they can find you.
Oh, you can find me at Bravo Historian on Instagram. I'm at Take Your Zoloft on Twitter. I also have the podcast Hot Off the Mess. So that comes out every Tuesday and Friday.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much, beautiful Samantha Bush. We love you.
All right, you guys, thank you so much for listening to that episode with Whitney Rose. I hope you enjoyed it. And I hope you also rate, review, and subscribe where you ever listen to podcasts. Please leave a 5-star review. If not, then just leave me constructive criticism in my DMs. And I will see you guys later on this week on Friday. Bye.
A Huda Media Production.